From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, very good Monday morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Yeah, the jobs numbers, I think they were better than expected stateside, weren't they?
They were. But before we start that, we finished last week with Feel Good Friday, didn't we? That did carry over the weekend. Now, I know you would have been glued to the Warriors and the Miami GP, but what else was on over the weekend, Mike?
How about that? Do you believe that he was, I assume we're talking about the same thing, do you believe that Abel was on stage not knowing?
Can you believe that? So this is the Berkshire Hathaway AGM, and Warren Buffett has stood down, but he announced it at the AGM, and he hadn't told the guy. That's absolutely brilliant. But you can do that sort of stuff when you're 94 years old, can't you?
I reckon. But do you reckon he really drinks all that Coca-Cola, or that's just a thing now?
No, I think he probably does. If he isn't, he's been consistently lying about it for about 60 years. Yeah. So yes, I guess he does. Anyway, let's get on to non-farm payrolls. So big news Friday, non-farm payrolls. Lots of concern about the impact of the policy blitz that we've seen from the Trump administration in the first 100 days. Also, Mike, there's a reason why Trump can't do three terms, because he'll be Pope. So how can he do three terms if he's Pope? Anyway, so got this policy blitz in the first 100 days. Now, the business and consumer surveys, that's soft data. They're sending warning signals, but we need to look at the hard data as well, not just what people think. Now, non-farm payrolls is a piece of hard data, what's happening in the labour market, and the key takeaway, if you want to impress all your mates at work today, you've just said it, they were stronger than expected. So in April, they added 177,000 jobs to the US economy, with expectation around 138, so an easy beat there. The prior 2 months were revised a little bit lower. Unemployment rate stable at 4.2%, which doesn't sound terrible, does it? Participation rate 62.6, ticked up from 62.5, not a huge move, but significant when you're looking at such a large population. Average hourly earnings rose 0.2%, wages up 3.8% year on year, so mildly eased from previous month. Added quite a few jobs in healthcare, 51,000 jobs. Interesting, federal government actually added 9,000 jobs in April, despite DOGE. But year to date, you have seen 26,000 jobs shed from the federal government. Few comments, Mike. You are not seeing any sign yet of a negative impact on the jobs market from trade policy-induced uncertainty. But as I said last week, you have to be very careful, I think, about drawing any firm or medium-term conclusions from these current data points. I think it seems reasonable to expect it's in the next few months when we'll see the material impacts, particularly in things like DOGE, those jobs. A lot of those federal employees are on furlough, I think is what they call it. So we're not going to see that in the numbers yet. Also, there was actually that surge in importing that we saw in the US. Now, there is some speculation that added a little bit to the labour force because people had to work. So in areas like transportation. Early days yet. Let's keep an eye on all of this.
Okay, what about the week? Recovery on?
Recovery on. So non-farm payrolls are well received, but that's really just part of the bigger picture of the whole of last week. Yes, recovery continues. US share market indexes are now setting records, Mike. Given the headlines that you've been seeing, you wouldn't have thought the records were positive ones, but the S&P 500 is on a winning streak. So April, Mike, April share market performance, that was just a bad dream. Forget about that. The S&P 500 has now risen for 9 consecutive days, and as I said, the longest winning streak in the last 20 years. So it's recovered all the ground that we've seen since the infamous April the 2nd Rose Garden tariff announcement. So the end result, I mean, in April, the S&P 500 actually fell 0.68%, so it barely moved, but just a heck of a round trip in the background, a 15% fall and recovery. In New Zealand dollars, though, Mike, you would have lost just over 5% because there were big currency moves as well. Kiwis gained in value. That reduces the value of your offshore holdings. But also feeding into this positive energy over the weekend, Mike, is there a thawing in the US-China trade standoff? Some cryptic comments out of China over the weekend. We'll see how that develops this week. And the only negative on Friday was a bit of a lift in US 10-year Treasury rates. They went up about 9 basis points. That could be significant.
I need some numbers.
I'll give you them. Here we are. Everything's positive. The Dow Jones up 1.39%, closed the week at 41,317. The S&P 500 just a shade off 1.5% gain there, closing at 5,686. And the Nasdaq up 1.5%, closing at 17,977, just a sliver off the 18,000 mark. The FTSE 100 gained over 1%, 8,596. The Nikkei gained over 1%. 36,830. The Chinese market's still on holiday. The Aussies gained 1.13% on Friday, 8238, leading into the election. That was 92 point gain there. And the NZX 50, 1.48%, 179 points, 12,328. Kiwi dollar against the US, 0.5939, 0.9202 against the Aussie, 0.5259 euro, 0.4468 against the pound, 86.03 Japanese yen. Gold coming off a little bit, $3,240. And Brent crude still quite low, $61.29.
You have an excellent day. Catch up tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, jmywealth.co.nz.